Others' criticisms hurt only if you allow them to. Criticism from others only affects you as much as you allow it to. Online, we frequently come across a wide range of advice that says more about the people offering it than it does about universal truths. For instance, advice about diets or finances often reveals more about the advisor than universal truths. This shows how personal experiences and beliefs influence the guidance we receive. Understanding this variety of advice teaches us an important lesson. Our perspectives shape how we see the world. This subjectivity also applies to criticism. Critiques often reflect the biases and experiences of the critic, rather than objective truths. Realizing this can help reduce anxiety about judgment or disapproval. It reminds us that criticism doesn't define us unless we allow it to. To truly accept ourselves, we must be willing to acknowledge negative feelings without letting them control us. Confident people understand that feelings like embarrassment or fear of being wrong are temporary. They know that enduring these feelings builds resilience, especially in a world where opinions and criticisms are constant, especially online. Approach to dealing with criticism. Handling criticism effectively involves a powerful tactic, detachment. Choosing not to react to negativity demonstrates strength. It's not about suppressing feelings but about wisely deciding when to engage to maintain peace of mind and self-worth. When faced with hurtful comments or criticism, writing out your feelings can help release emotions without escalating the situation. Whether drafting an unsent email or venting privately, these actions allow for emotional processing and ease tensions. Moreover, adopting a stance of defenselessness when criticized can be surprisingly effective. Agreeing with the critic or using humor can disarm and redirect interactions, reducing the impact of criticism. Ultimately, how we respond to challenges shapes our well-being. By recognizing our inherent worth, understanding the subjective nature of criticism, and managing our responses, we can handle life's hurdles with less anxiety and greater resilience. Negative beliefs are often just shaky theories. In today's fast-paced world, it's common to think success leads to happiness. However, happiness comes before success. This idea encourages us to prioritize being happy now, rather than waiting for future achievements. Life is happening in the present, not at some distant milestone. Ancient wisdom from a Roman thinker advises us to view life as a comedy, not a series of miseries. This mindset helps us tackle life's challenges with ease and humor, recognizing that many problems aren't as serious as they seem. It's about approaching difficulties with a lighter heart and a smile whenever we can. Our thoughts deeply impact how we experience the world. Our beliefs shape our reality and influence our actions. Thoughts are flexible, they can be examined and changed. By questioning and challenging negative thoughts, we gain the ability to reshape our beliefs and, consequently, improve our lives. Examine negative thoughts. When negative thoughts surface, ask yourself, is this statement true or just an assumption? For example, concerns about finances or body image often stem from unverified beliefs. Saying I don't have enough money, is it accurate? Can't afford food? Facing homelessness? Probably not. Or thinking my body is too large, is that genuinely factual? Incapacitated? In pain? Too large for what exactly? Questioning these thoughts offers immediate perspective, often exposing our fears as based on flawed perceptions. It's not about denying feelings but gaining clarity and lightness in our thinking. Consistently challenging these thoughts breaks negative cycles, helping us view situations more clearly and positively. Implementing these principles requires effort. Whenever a negative thought arises, scrutinize its validity. This straightforward practice can profoundly alter how we perceive ourselves and our lives, promoting a happier, more optimistic outlook. Life unfolds in the present. By adopting a curious and inquiring mindset, we can approach challenges with resilience and positivity. Discover what's missing instead of asking what's wrong. Beginning a journey toward personal fulfillment often involves encountering unexpected challenges and setbacks. Rather than dwelling on these difficulties, shifting your focus to consider what might be missing can stimulate creativity and promote growth. This approach not only alleviates stress but also creates an environment that encourages self-discovery and happiness. One effective method for exploring yourself is the identifying what's absent exercise. This entails reflecting on things you've never desired, experiences that have left you feeling unfulfilled, or dreams you've never pursued. This exercise encourages deep introspection by prompting you to ask, what else? This reflective process aims to uncover hidden desires and unmet needs. Take small steps toward personal growth. After jotting down your thoughts, take a moment to calmly review your list. Look for recurring themes or patterns. These might reveal themselves as a longing for more personal time, a thirst for new adventures, or a curiosity about exploring different interests. Each list offers unique insights tailored to your circumstances and aspirations. Lists filled with desires such as exploring new places, trying out hobbies, or forming new connections indicate a longing to step beyond comfort zones and broaden your experiences. On the other hand, lists that include needs for quiet time, self-care, and reducing guilt about self-indulgence suggest a priority on personal well-being. Regardless of what your list reveals, the key is to start with small actions. Pick one item from your list to focus on each week. This could be as simple as scheduling time to unwind or as ambitious as signing up for a class. The crucial part is taking that step towards fulfilling what's lacking, enriching your life with each small change. Self-reflection and positive growth. This process of self-reflection and gradual action promotes a positive relationship with yourself, free from the pressures of external expectations. It's about permitting yourself to pursue what truly matters, ensuring you're ready to give your best to others. As you progress, revisit and expand your list, gradually crafting a more fulfilling and complete life. Trying something new might seem scary, but remember, being a beginner is perfectly fine. Enjoy the process without worrying about being perfect. This mindset not only reduces stress but also opens doors to growth and happiness. Discover what truly matters to you, and see how your life changes, one step at a time. Everyone deserves to ask and receive. Struggling to seek or accept help? Understanding that giving and receiving are crucial for personal growth and happiness is vital. Welcoming this exchange can reduce daily stress and enhance overall well-being. Explore the significance of accepting help as openly as giving it. Many find it easy to offer support but hesitate to ask for it, often due to feeling unworthy. However, everyone deserves assistance, no matter how small the request. Whether it's help with luggage or holding an elevator door, these acts encourage a supportive community. Even in nature, mutual support is fundamental. According to Insights on Success Principles, every interaction involves reciprocal giving and receiving, essential for energy flow in the universe. Disrupting this balance can lead to disharmony. Accepting both aspects maintains harmony and keeps life running smoothly. Build confidence. Learning to ask for assistance without feeling rejected is crucial. For example, if someone cannot hold an elevator for you, it's not about your value but a temporary situation. Requesting small favors, like help from a neighbor or a preferred seat at a restaurant, can lead to positive changes in your life. Another effective approach is simplifying how you handle life's challenges. Ask yourself, how can I make this simpler? This mindset shift can be transformative, whether it's managing your daily commute, handling work challenges, or nurturing personal relationships. By reducing stress, life becomes more enjoyable. Challenge yourself to ask for 5 things in a week to boost self-esteem and witness the positive outcomes of seeking assistance. Finding a balance between giving and receiving enriches your life, alleviates anxiety, and promotes healthier relationships. Remember, life doesn't have to be difficult, often, it's about allowing things to flow naturally while recognizing your worth and the supportive nature of human connections. Focus on essentials to reduce stress effectively. Imagine significantly easing daily pressures and anxieties simply by adjusting your mindset. Stress, often seen as external, is largely shaped by our internal dialogue. What if changing how you perceive responsibilities and challenges could transform them into opportunities? A practical step in this transformation is reframing your to-do list as a get-to-do list. This subtle shift in language can profoundly alter your outlook on daily tasks. Are you merely setting an alarm for work, or appreciating a job that motivates you to rise early? Can you see a burnt dinner as an opportunity to bond with your spouse? Or feel thankful for the energy to dance, even when tired? This approach nurtures a mindset of gratitude, making day-to-day responsibilities feel more manageable. When tackling tasks or decisions, whether as simple as preparing dinner or as complex as delivering a presentation, asking yourself what's essential here can provide clarity. This question helps you strip away unnecessary elements, allowing you to focus on what truly matters. For example, if public speaking makes you nervous, simplify your approach. utilize existing resources, focus on key points, and create space for interaction, reducing the need for extensive preparation. Manage social commitments lightly. Managing social and health commitments doesn't have to mean a complete overhaul of your lifestyle. Instead, consider making small adjustments, attend fewer social events, indulge moderately, and prioritize rest and hydration. These manageable changes should fit better with your current life demands, avoiding the extremes of withdrawal or overextension. This approach not only reduces stress but also opens up new opportunities. Imagine shedding a heavy, inflatable sumo suit that weighs you down with seriousness and stress. By adopting a lighter, more open attitude, you can welcome more positivity into your life. Life is made up of moments, and when those moments are clouded by dread or anxiety, we miss out on truly living. It's important to realize that our fears about potential outcomes are often scarier than the outcomes themselves. By adjusting our mindset and focusing on what truly matters, we not only lighten our mental burden but also increase our ability to enjoy and thrive in life. Seize this moment, your life is happening in this moment, and it's the only one you have. Don't waste it by letting unnecessary stress take control. Key points 1. Personal perspectives heavily influence the advice and criticism we receive. 2. Detachment from negativity can strengthen resilience and self-worth. 3. Questioning negative thoughts promotes clarity and a positive outlook. 4. Happiness precedes success, emphasizing present fulfillment. 5. Viewing life as a comedy eases handling challenges with humor. 6. Balancing giving and receiving support enhances personal growth. 7. Simplifying tasks and focusing on essentials reduces stress effectively.